り。జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారి జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారి జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ గిరివరధారి యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదానందన వ్రజ జనరంజన యమున తీరావనచారి యమున తీరావనచారి యమున తీరావనచారి జయ రాధమాధవ కుంజ విహారి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీయద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే హరి కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಗಣೇ ಗಣೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಹರಿ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧೇ ಜಯ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಸೀತಾರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಭಕ್ತ ಹನುಮಾನ್ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಜಯ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ 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 ಜಯ ಗೌರನಿತಾಯ ನಿತ್ಯಾಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ 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 ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ
ಏಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರವಚಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಡೇ ಸಭೆ ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಪೌಂಡ್ರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಜಯೋಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪ್ರವಚಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸತಿ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಡೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂತಗೋಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವೃಂದಕಿ ನಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ಕಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸೆ ಬೋಲೋ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವ ಸಾಧಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಹಾಮಂದ್ರಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ್ಗುಂಡ್ ರಾಧಾಗುಂಡ್ ಗಿರಿಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ಗಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ್ಗಿ ಮಧುರಾ ಧಾಮ್ಗಿ ನವದೀಪ್ ಧಾಮ್ಗಿ ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್ ಧಾಮ್ಗಿ ತುಳಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಾಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮಾನಂದೇ ಆಲ್ ಗೋರೀಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗೋರೀಸ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ All Guris Assembled Devotees, All Guris to C.C. Guru and Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudali Srimadhi Yadavata Swami Namachari Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhudali Srimadhi Bhakti Ramda Swami Rami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Visheshmi Vali Parashati Visheshmi Hare Krishna. So today we shall be reciting from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Kando, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Today's text is 57. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತಿ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತದೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿ. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 57. ಕ್ಷಣ ಅರ್ಥೇನ ಅಪಿ ತುಲಯೇ ನ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ನ ಅಪುನರ್ಭವಂ ಭಗವತ್ಸಂಗೀ ಸಂಗಸ್ಯ मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गी सङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उता मदजिस् क्षणार्थेनापि तुलये न स्वर्गं न पुनर्भवम् भगवत्सङ्गिसङ्गस्य मर्त्यानां किं उताशिषः క్షణార్ధేనాపి తులయే నా స్వర్గం నా పునర్భవం. భగవత్సంగి సంగస్య మర్త్యానాంగి ముతాశిషః క్షణార్ధేనాపి తులయే నా స్వర్గం నా పునర్భవం. భగవత్సంగి సంగస్య మర్త్యానాంగి ముదాశిషః క్షణార్థేన బై హాఫ్ ఎ మొమెంట్ అపి ఈవెన్ తులయే కంపేర్ నా నెవర్ స్వర్గం హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్ నా నేదర్ ఆపున భవం మర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు ద సుప్రీం భగవత్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ సంగీ అసోసియేట్ సంగస్య వన్ హూ టేక్స్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ అసోసియేటింగ్ మర్త్యానాం ఆఫ్ ద కండిషన్ సోల్ కిం ఉత వాట్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఆశిష బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫోర్డ్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఇఫ్ వన్ బై ఛాన్స్ అసోసియేట్స్ విత్ ఎ డివోటీ ఈవెన్ ఫార్ ఎ ఫ్రాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ మొమెంట్ హీ నో లాంగర్ ఈ సబ్జెక్టెడ్ టు attraction by the results of karma and jnana, what interest then can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subjected to the laws of birth and death? Kindly repeat translation with me. If one by chance associates with a devotee, even for a fraction of a moment, he no longer is subjected to attraction by the results of karma or jnana, what interest then can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subjected to the laws of birth and death? Purport: out of three kinds of men, the karmis, jnanis and bhaktas, the bhakta is described herein as the most exalted. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati has sung: kaivalyam naragayade tridashapur akasha pushpayade chaitanya chandramrita. The word kaivalya means to merge into the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the word Tridasha Pur refers to the heavenly planets where the demigods live. Thus, for a devotee, Kaivalya Sukha, or merging into the existence of the Lord, is hellish because the bhakta considers it suicidal to lose his individuality and merge into the effulgence of Brahman. A bhakta always wants to retain his individuality in order to render service to the Lord. Indeed, he considers promotion to the upper planetary systems to be no better than a will of the wisp. Temporary material happiness holds no value for a devotee. The devotee is in such an exalted position that he is not interested in the actions of karma or jnana. The resultant actions of karma and jnana are so insignificant to a devotee situated on the transcendental platform that he is not in the least interested in them. Bhakti yoga is sufficient to give the bhakta all happiness. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Eyatma Suprasidadi, one can be fully satisfied simply by devotional service, and that is the result of association with a devotee. Without being blessed by a pure devotee, no one can be fully satisfied, nor can anyone understand the transcendental position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, in the purport by His Divine Grace, K.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Yatkrapa Tamakam Mande Sri Gurum Ninatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamaline Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangri Aradhyo Bhagavan Vijeshadanayat Tathama Vrindavanam Yamya Gajidubhasana Vrijavadu Vargenaya Kalpida Srimad Bhagavadam Purana Mamalam Prema Pumarto Maghan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabho Madamidam Tatradaro Na Paraha Hare Krishna, we are in this session of Srimad Bhagavatam, wonderful session. The song sung by Lord Shiva in praise of the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Sri Krishna. So we are hearing actually different slogans. It is a long prayer by Lord Shiva. So he was addressing actually these prayers to Prajedas as well as to us actually. Then he is telling that anyone who gets up in the morning and recite these prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, he will be very much pleased with the devotee. So these are the touching prayers. So today, Lord Shiva is glorifying the Lord by glorifying his devotees, power of his devotees, Krishna's devotees. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here, the bhakta is described herein as the most exalted position. Krishna bhakta is actually very exalted position. Example is given actually, the Prabodhananda Saraswati, he said actually, Kaivalyam Naragayade, merging into the affluence of the Lord, the devotee they don't want. Brahman realization, Paramatma realization, Bhagavan realization. So the Bhagavan realization, those who are the bhaktas are come to Bhagavan realization. They are not interested in Brahman realization and Paramatma realization. They are not happy. And also we know this karmis and jnanis, they have to take another birth, come to the platform of bhakti, Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti. Then only they can associate with the Lord, they can go back home, back to Godhead. So Lord Shiva is telling here, by chance, we say the Yada Sukriti, that we are not going to see anybody. We are going to Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Dham or we are going to Jagannath Puri. There are thousands and thousands of people are coming every day and having darshan of the Lord. So out of that, at least one maybe a pure devotee of Krishna. We do not know, we cannot recognize. But we come within the purview of the devotee, within some few meters or kilometers. They are just like they are a magnet. They can attract actually. By looking at them or hearing from them, and they get attracted to that particular devotee. Paramatma within the heart, he will tell you direct actually. Bhagavan says, Dadami Bhutyogandam Menamam Puyandidi. By seeing your sincerity, the Lord will direct it to the pure devotee. Says, by chance, one is associating with a devotee, not even today or one day or 24 hours, is a fraction of a second. Chanarthena, half of the moment is enough. Chanam, even chanam is not required. Immediately, the conditioned soul, the devotee, associating will be, that is an effect on him. We say that yes, after hearing, after listening, or the last 2 days we are hearing about the pure devotee of the Lord, where we have an access to A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhuji was explaining actually, what is the power of Srila Prabhupada actually. Whoever is come in contact with him, some Ajnada Sugati, they have not come to see him. But somebody has come, just have the vision of Srila Prabhupada. They got changed, either today or tomorrow, because he got the mercy. He has come from the Kadasham of the great devotee. So many stories we heard yesterday. Example of this particular text, even for a fraction of a moment. Yesterday we saw actually the last story which he said that he was a madman, he was a drunkard, and the devotee just came and caught hold of Srila Prabhupada's feet and he accepted it under that condition. He was dirty and he was smelly and everything, but he changed to a great devotee, of Krishna's devotee. So, such devotees, Lord Shiva is telling that he is not interested even the benediction of the demigods. After hearing that I can go to the Sorgaloga, heavenly planet where I can enjoy, so let me use this human form just to do some yajnas or some pujas, and so that I can satisfy the demigods, so can go and with him for quite some time. It's more than what is there in this material world. But a bhakta, a real bhakta, a devotee of the Lord, he is not interested in all these things. He is ready to take, even he is not asking for moksha. Mahaprabhu is saying, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavadat Bhakti Ahaitu Kitui. So Mahaprabhu is telling everyone to go back home, back to chant Hare Krishna, and you can go back home, back to it. Mahaprabhu himself is telling, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishwari Bhavadat Bhakti Ahaitu Kitui. Sometimes we may doubt why Mahaprabhu is telling that. Mama Janmani, if I have another Janma also. So those who understood actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His mercy, they don't mind actually to come back again. Once I was giving a class in one place. So after giving such class, and I asked actually, how many of you want to go back home, back to Godhead? So everybody raised the hand except one 5-year-old boy. He did not raise his hand. He was very stern. He was looking at me, staring at me. I asked him, why you did not raise? You don't want to go back home, back to it. He said, no. Why? I want to come back again here. Why? I want to preach Krishna consciousness. So, he was very serious. He's a son of a devotee, actually. So, he understood, actually, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, the Lord Shiva says, they are not interested, bhaktas are not interested. Actually. After all, what is there? The demigods are also, they are also subjected to the law of birth and death. Brahmaji, if you go to Brahmaji, Hiranyakashipu went to him, for a benediction. He said, I don't want to die. So Brahmaji said, no, it is not possible, because I myself is going to die. How can I give that benediction? So what is the use of going? Actually, the intelligent person is actually thinking of stopping this. Moksha means stopping the Janma Mrityu Jaravyati, which is actually a troubling the living entities.
let it be any form of out of 84 lakhs, any form we come here, subjected to birth, death and old age and disease. The devotees of the Lord, they enjoy. They enjoy actually coming back to this material world. They are not worried. They don't, because they are beyond that conception, that they know that they are not this body. This Janma Mrityu Jara Vyathi is for the body. So when the bhakta has come to the platform saying that I am not his body, so why should I worry about it? So when Srila Prabhupada was in the last stage also, he wanted to go for parikrama. His body was giving trouble. But he was on the above material platform, bodily concept. He said, I want to go for parikrama. So that is the situation of this devotee. Even in this midst of Kali Yuga, wherever they are, in the dham or anywhere, they are not complaining about the situation. They adjust with that and accordingly they preach or they do devotional service and then they enjoy. They know the art of doing that. So Prabhupada says here that without the blessing of a devotee, pure devotee, no one can be fully satisfied. No one can come to the devotional service. So there are so many quotations in Srimad Bhagavatam itself. This is meant for us. We are in the neophyte stage that we are trying to do some devotional service. We are trying to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are trying to satisfy the Guru. So, what actually is required, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is narrating. If you go through Srimad Bhagavatam, at least 1,000 places, the same point is told in different by different devotees and Bhagavan himself. So here, the King Nimi is telling to Navayogindras, they are the pure devotees of the Lord. They went to him to give him the transcendental knowledge. He is telling, Navayogindras, the King Nimi is telling, Ata atyandigam kshemam prichamo bhavato nagaha samsaresmin chanartobi sasanga sevati nirnam. The translation is, therefore, O completely sinless, I ask you to kindly tell me what the supreme goodness is. After all, even half a moment of association with the pure devotees within this world of birth and death is the priceless treasure for any man. So he is confirming actually by keeping them. They have come to give, not to give any other katha. He has come to answer all his questions. What are the problems? Suppose we get somebody who can answer all our questions, who can give the solution for all our troubles, which is giving us the problem to advance in spiritual life and realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will be very happy, correct? So here he is confirming that only this association, even he says half a moment, chanartho, the same word is used by Lord Shiva also here. Chanarthobi, even half a moment's association with the pure devotees within this world of birth and death is the priceless treasure for any man. So, if you want to have that priceless treasure, we should associate with the pure devotees of the Lord. Then further, we already went through this Bhagavatam, the same canto. It is mentioned, Prithu Maharaj actually, he is telling to Lord himself, Nakamaye natha tatabhyaham kuchinnayatra yasmat charanambuja sabaha mahattamandhagdayan mukachudo vidasta karnayudham eshame varaha. My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence. A pure devotee, he is a pure devotee, but he himself is telling the Lord. A benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want a benediction of at least 1 million years For thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees. That benediction is asking for. I don't want any benediction to go to heavenly planet or merge into the existence. And my dear Lord, please give me 1,000,000 years so that when your pure devotees are singing your glories, I should be able to hear it, because that is actually the purifying agent. That is what is required. The further, the Sanat Kumaras are telling. Sanat Kumara Uvacha, Sadhu Prishnam Maharaja, Sarva Pudahidatmana, Pavata Vidusha Javi, Sadhu Nam Madhiri Drishesi. Sanat Kumara said, my dear King Pithu, I am very nicely questioned by you. Such questions are beneficial for all living entities, especially because they are raised by you, who are always thinking of the good of others. Although you know everything, you ask such questions because that is the behavior of the saintly persons. Such intelligence is befitting your position. So, that is another quotation actually, where the saintly persons, they will not ask any mundane questions to anyone. They will ask actually about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is beneficial for all the people. Further, Narada Muni is telling actually, Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhavo Vishadashayaha Bhagavat Guna Nukathana Sravana Vyagra Chedasa Tasmin Mahan Mukharida Madhubi Charitra Piyusha Shesha Sarida Parida Sravandi Teye Pibandi Avishto Nirpagada Karnai Tanas Prasli Asana Tripaya Shoga Mahaha. My dear King, he is telling the King Prachina Vahi, this one. My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation and illusion. So when we go to some dhams, pilgrimage, it is mentioned that it's not enough we just go and have some darshan and come back. After one day or half day or something like that, just catch the train or come back. If you want to get the real benefit, we should go to the dham. There will be some great personality, pure devotees will be living. Try to hear from them. That is what here Narada Muni himself is telling actually. Continuous flow, they will be keep on telling about the Krishna Katha. 24 hours or all the month, all the days. Their business is actually sitting and telling Katha. The pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So such person, they will forget about all the necessities of the hunger and thirst. And Parikshit Maharaj, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, who is a pure devotee of the Lord. See, he went there, he saw actually all great personalities were there. He asked the question to them, what a person is supposed to do, who is going to die within 7 days. Including Vyasadeva was there. But nobody could give a concise answer. Within 7 days, what one can do? Everybody was looking here and there. But when Sukadeva Goswami came there, he is actually a liberated person. He came there without wearing any clothes. And some children, they were throwing stone on him, because they were not knowing who this personality is. So when he came to the assembly, everybody got up, including his father got up. And he has been given a Vyasasana by Parikshit Maharaj, himself got up. Then the children and everybody got afraid, are they? We're throwing a stone on this person and everybody is got up and giving respect to him, who is the personality. So it is very difficult to recognize, a Middle East person cannot recognize a devotee, association of the devotee. But the devotees can understand definitely by symptoms are given. So Parikshit was telling, my dear Lord, my dear Guru Maharaj, please don't stop telling about Krishna. You don't think that I am not sleeping and I am not eating or drinking. But I don't feel any tiredness, weakness. I am full. I am fully energetic. I don't feel sleepy. I don't feel actually hunger, thirst, nothing. Because you are giving me the nice food, nice drink. Krishna Katha, Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam. So that I am drinking and eating, so I don't feel any thirst. That is what he is confirming. Narada Muni is confirming here. He is immune to all kinds of fear and lamentation and illusion. The Brijavasi is, they are not worried. Still some problems sometimes have come. They don't run away from the place or anything like that. No. They are not afraid. Climate or some attacks coming or theft coming or monkeys are attacking or Middle East people will see all these troubles. I will go. I can be comfortable if I go back. But the devotees, they enjoy all the things because they are on the transcendental platform. So further, the Bhagavadam says actually in the 30th of this chapter, Yavate Mayaya Sprishta Brahmana Yuga Karma Bihi Tavat Bhavadi Prasanganam Sangasyano Bhave Bhave. Dear Lord, as long as we have to remain within the material world due to our material contamination and wander from one type of body to another type, from one planet to another planet, another, we pray that we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. We pray for this benediction life after life, in different bodily forms and on different planets. The Prachetas, when the Lord appeared in front of them, they are asking for this benediction. Thousands of years actually they were doing the tapasya under the water. When the Lord came, they are asking this one. We don't mind going, changing our body, going from one planet to another planet or one world to another planet. Our praise actually, wherever we go, my dear Lord, we may associate with those who are engaged in discussing your pastimes. So how important is Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna Leela. They are not asking for anything, he says. We pray for this defection life. You give me thousands, millions of life. Every life, this is my constant prayer, fixed prayer. I don't care what you are giving me, but let me associate with the devotees who are singing your glories. Bhagavadam, Pibada Bhagavadam, Rasamalayam. Pibada Pibada Bhagavadam, Rasamalayam. That is what Sutta Goswami is telling actually. Yeah? Life after life, I want it. So that is actually the association of the devotees. Further, we'll see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is giving his advice to his closest, the first disciple, Sanatana Goswami. When he is giving a big description, is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, one should read actually Rupa Goswami's and Sanatana Goswami's advice actually, just like Bhagavad Gita, Mahaprabhu is giving. He is actually quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, giving the cream to Sanatana Goswami. He is telling actually to Sanatana Goswami, Sadhu Sange Krishna Bhakti Sratha Yadihaya Bhakti Bhala Premahaya Samsarayaya Chaya. Translation is, by associating with a devotee, one awakens his faith in devotional service to Krishna. Very systematically Mahaprabhu is telling actually. If you want, to get a faith in devotional service, he says, associating with a devotee, that only will awaken. Without that you will not awaken. We may do externally some devotional service. In the name of devotional service, we may do something. Because devotional service, once dormant love for Krishna awakens by the help of the pure devotees association. And thus one material condition's existence comes to an end. Finish. How powerful. How powerful is actually, yes. That is what Lord Shiva says. Who will go for other things? When this is available, who will for other things? So further Mahaprabhu is telling actually, மகஸ்கிருபா வினா கோண கர்ம பக்தி நயா கிருஷ்ண பக்தி தூரே ரகு சம்சார நகேச்சயா. அன்லெஸ் ஒன் இஸ் ஃபேவர்ட் பை எ பியூர் டிவோட்டி ஒன் கெனாட் அட்டைன் த பிளாட்ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ். நகி சேஸ் இஸ் ரூலிங் அவுட் சனாதனா இட்ஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் யூ டு கம் டு த cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna Bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. We saw it earlier, material existence will come to an end when we come and associate with the devotees, when they talk about the pure devotional service and we practice it. So here he says, why Bhakti, even by doing other type of devotional, if you don't have a favor from your devotee, a pure devotee, you cannot be relieved from the bondage. All your activities will be under within the three modes of material nature, either sattuguna, rajoguna or tamoguna. If you want to come out of the Krishna consciousness, we require actually a blessing of a devotee. So further, Jada Bharata is telling to Rahuguna, Rahuguna naita tapastha nadi na chetyaya nirva panat grihadva நந்தசானைவ ஜலாக்னி சூரியை வினா மகத் பாதரஜோ அபிஷேகம். ஓ கிங் ரகுணா, வித்தவுட் டேக்கிங் அப்பான் ஒன்ஸ் ஹெட் த டஸ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் எ பியூர் டிவோட்டி, எ மகாஜன ஆர் மகாத்மா, ஒன் கெனாட் அட்டைன் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ். டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் டு அட்டைன் சிம்பிளி பை அண்டர்கோயிங் சிவியர் ஆஸ்டரிட்டிஸ் அண்ட் பெனன்சஸ், by gorgeously worshipping the deity or by strictly following the rules and regulations of sannyasa or grihastha order, nor is it attained by studying the Vedas, submerging oneself in water or exposing oneself to fire or scorching sunlight, or do all the things. I am a best grihastha, I am a very sannyasi, I am doing my seva. Some people are thinking that, okay, I can sit at home and do my devotional service. I don't need to go to temple or associate with devotees, all problems are there. Let me sit at home and do it. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami says, it's cheating. You are cheating yourself. It's not possible in nature. Unless we get the association of the devotees. Why we are coming to the temple actually? The first thing, we can have darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Plus we are having the association of the devotees. When we see a devotee and we associate, what we feel, one day he is not coming, we feel it, correct? Where is that Prabhu? He has not come. Why we are asking? Because there is some effect for us. We feel something by having that association of the devotees, which we cannot see ours. What change is happening, just like chemical reaction, you cannot see, but eventually we will see. What is the difference? That is what Bhagavatam is telling. Great, he's telling. So he says, unless we get the dust from the lotus feet of the pure devotee, is not possible. Uddhava actually, he went to Vrindavan, he thinks that he is a great devotee. After seeing the devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan, he said, I want to become a grass in Kusum Sarovar, because these gopis, every day they are coming and plucking the flowers for Krishna. So, by mistake, they put their leg on me. When I remain as a grass, I am satisfied. I am fully satisfied. So this is what actually the devotees are thinking. Further, Mahaprabhu is telling Sanadana, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Gaya, Leva Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Gaya. So before Mahaprabhu, Lord Shiva is telling this. So it is eternal fact to enter into devotional service. The verdict of all revealed scriptures is that by even a moment's association with a pure devotee, one can attain all success. Mahaprabhu is telling. Tulayama levenapi na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavasangi sangasya martyanangimuta ashishaga. The same verse. Mahaprabhu is telling the same verse which he recited today to Sanatana Goswami. Same verse we recited. So like that, his conclusion, he was telling actually to Sanatana Goswami, is you have to associate with the pure devotees. You should take the chance that the pure devotees of God. Otherwise, it is not possible. So, in the Garuda Purana, about these devotees, how we are so lucky in the age of Kali Yuga, that at least this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee who came from the spiritual world. He said, I am not dying. I am present in front of you in the form of my instruction in the books. That is available now in different languages and very simplified. There are people actually to read and explain the things to us. And also Prabhupada said that my mission is actually to create nice gentlemen. At least nice gentlemen actually. Or he said, I want to create brahmanas. The pure brahmanas in the age of Kali Yuga, so that we can take their association, we can hear from them. And Srila Prabhupada is successful, that he can, around the world we can see. There are so many pure devotees are there, sometimes we can recognize, sometimes we cannot recognize. It's not that they are not there, they are there. So Garuda Purana is telling about it. Kalo Bhagavadam Nama Durlabham Naiva Lephyade Brahmarudha Pado Krishnam Garuna Kaditam Mama. In this age of Kali, the fame of one who is known as a great devotee of Krishna is very rare. However, such a position is superior to that of a great demigods like Brahma and Mahadeva. So it is confirmed, actually, what is the situation of a great devotee of the Lord. We look at it actually in the material platform or look at it. But still, we don't feel actually, yes, we feel it, but Srila Prabhupada is available. We should bow down to all his writings. Nobody could write like Srila Prabhupada, translate the books like Srila Prabhupada. That the devotees, when they read the other books, they can understand actually, yes. What is the difference actually? I don't feel anything. If I go through, maybe a great personality must have written, very famous, but we don't feel. Because that is Shaktiya, we said, Bhagavan has given that Shakti to Srila Prabhupada actually. His intention was actually all conditioned souls, even the people who cannot get access to it, the subject matter, they should get access. He encouraged actually the people to translate further into different languages and everything. So it is available. So he said that devotee, his position is more than Brahma and Mahadeva. Then sometimes he asks actually why we are doing the aarti to Srila Prabhupada. Why we are glorifying so much. Actually what glorification we are doing for Srila Prabhupada is not enough. We cannot glorify Srila Prabhupada actually within our small intelligence or collectively also we cannot do. The work he has done actually for the humanity in the age of Kali, especially in the age of fallen age. Because he is above the position of Brahma and Lord Shiva. Sarva Loka Mahesh, all the demigods are within the spiritual master. It is confirmed. 11th Kanda Srimad Bhagavatam is telling actually. Further, Narada Muni is telling the Itihasa, Janmandara Sahasreshu Yasyasya Buttiri Drishi Dosham Dasoham Vasudevasya Sarva Loka Samudhareta. So he's telling after many, many births, when a person realizes that he is the eternal servant of Vasudeva, he can deliver all the worlds. That's the qualification. Bhuvanam janmana mande jnanavanman pravadyade. Vasudeva sarvamidi sa mahatma sudarlabha. That mahatma, Narada Muni is telling that he can deliver all the worlds. Anybody, everybody. Srila Prabhupada also is confirmed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirmed. Even a devotee, one become a devotee of Krishna, he can make guru and he can deliver all the conditions. So, Mahaprabhu himself was proved. He came as a devotee when he was actually going to preach in South India. He was going to say that he was going in the street. Even small gullies and street, he was walking and he was telling everyone. Within the eyes, he was call everyone. Take Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Whoever has chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they all become pure devotees and they gone back home, back to Godhead. Then sometimes people may ask, what about the present people? They did not take it. Now so many people in South India, they don't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nobody is also, ISKCON is preaching a little bit, but it's not enough. When they will come to know, actually he is that road, he say, Mahaprabhu has visited so many places and they don't know about him. He is Mahavadanyaya, just surrender unto him. He will give Krishna Prema, he will give Krishna Bhakti. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. So that Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, has shown what is the wonderful, what is the wonders of association. He associated with many bad people. They all become pure devotees. People got surprised how this person, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he became a devotee, his brother-in-law got surprised how he became a... Yesterday he was criticizing Mahaprabhu, and today he surrendered. He said, Mahaprabhu, don't go. He could recognize. So that is the association of the pure devotees of the Lord. And Narada Muni himself is actually, he is telling his own story to Vyasadeva before writing Srimad Bhagavatam. He is telling his own story how he became, even the previous life he was a son of a maid servant, just maid servant. So casually it has happened that some great personalities came to the forest. They were living there during Chaturmasya and they were preaching about Krishna consciousness. This lady was just washing the vessel or just helping them. She cannot understand what is going on. They are among themselves, they are preaching, telling about Krishna. So this son also got actually a chance, just a little chance to help the mother. He was not helping actually the rishis. He was helping because mother is involved, so he was going, it was only one mother, son, helping. So one day, he says actually, he put some remnants in the plate. Materialist people, they will understand like the value of it. They will throw it, is it not? They will throw it. Even some prasadam, we see sometime, people take prasadam, but they put something, mix it up, and then they throw it. But it is a great thing. Mahaprasad, somebody got a Mahaprasad. Take how much you want and you eat, but don't eat. Even, the devotees who are realized, even they don't leave even the leaves, the curry leaves, it's not supposed to eat. People eat that also. Clean the plate, because this is offered to the Lord. So that bhava should be there. So Narada Muni in his previous life, he got some intelligence. He thought, okay, I want to eat. These people are eating very nicely. So he took their permission. With their permission, he asked, can I have this, your remnants from your plate? So they are very merciful. The Vaishnavas are very merciful. He thought actually by eating that, this one, if he is getting some benefit, let him get it. So he ate that. As soon as the moment he ate it, he completely transformed. He completely transformed. That is the power of association with the devotee. He became a pure devotee. He started meditating on the Lord. He started serving them more and more. When they left, actually, he came to the transcendental platform. He felt actually I should go with them, but still he could not go because his mother was there. The love for the mother was there. So Krishna has taken out that bondage also by mother died of a snake bite. Only one mother is there. She died. Instead of crying, Narada Muni says, I took it as a benediction from the Lord. My dear Lord, this was only one bandhana for me, that also you took it out. That means my relation with you has become fixed. He left that place and he started walking towards north. Whatever he see on the way, beautiful things as a young boy, he was not getting attracted to it, but he was glorifying. My dear Lord, these are all your creations. How nicely it is. So in the same life itself, within short period, just like Dhruva got within 6 months the darshan of the Lord, he also got at least for a fraction of a second, he got darshan of the Lord. He was crying, I want to see you again and again and again. So he has come to the transcendental platform of devotional service. From devotional service, he has come to that platform where he became pure. and he got actually darshan of the Lord. And that devotional service which he did within short period, he became qualified to get a passport in his next life, that he can go to any planet, anywhere, including Vaikuntha, Goloka, he can go and have darshan of the Lord. That is, the root cause is association of the sadhu, the devotees. So we should take the advantage of actually association with the pure devotees of the Lord, especially Srila Prabhupada, through his seeing this. I told you, if you read through the Srimad Bhagavatam, at least 1,000 places, same point is repeated for us. One who is taking seriously this particular point, actually, yes, let me get, just like Prajedas prayed, I don't mind getting many janmas, but every janma, you give me the association of that pure devotees where you place me where the Bhagavad Katha is going on. 24 hours in a day. So then I will be elevated. I can see you, my dear Lord. Kundi Devi is also praying. Vibhadaga Santuda Shashvada. Tatra Tatra Jagal Guru. Bhavado Darshanam Isyat. Apunar Bhavadarshanam. Let me get, for getting your bhakti, let me get all the troubles which I underwent. I don't care about it. So that is important of this particular verse. Why Lord Shiva is insisting us actually take it seriously. Take his own association. He is also pure devotee of the Lord. Further also is the same point, is elaborating very nicely. One can enjoy actually Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. In the time is finished. Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. During class you mentioned about association of devotees, and the change may not be immediately very visible, but eventually you can see, like in a chemical reaction, you said like that. So then I was remembering that in the BSc laboratory, we used to mix what HgCl2 plus Ki, that is mercury chloride and potassium iodide. They both look like water. In the beaker also 50 ml and 50 ml. When they mix also initially, until saturation point comes, they look like water mix. Water. But suddenly very thick orange-red precipitate dye stuff comes. End reaction.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like that. From your example of chemical reaction.
Yeah.
But eventually you will see.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you very much.
Prabhuji, there may be